Hi everyone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks. Welcome, everyone. We are on episode 21 of our Final Fantasy IX walkthrough. I mean, I guess we're not 21 episodes into the Final Fantasy IX. We have been it for quite a while, though. So our disclaimer we put up, episode 6 is the beginning of this. We just got to the Outer Continent, so, you know, we're kind of a ways into the story here. Go back to episode 6 if you want to start all the way over from the beginning. If not, welcome. And if you're new, we're so glad you're here. We've been growing. It's been fantastic. And so we just truly enjoy everyone's support. But let's get into it, because let's be real, Alex and I, we are so excited for this episode. We literally just, like, you know, we walked out to the outer continent. So that's where we're at. Disclaimer, we will be butchering plenty of things. Myself especially here, because if you know anything about where we're headed, you know it's one of the best areas in all the Final Fantasy areas. It is Khand Pati, or however you want to say it. I literally looked at some forums, some old posts and things. Everyone is saying different things. Khand Pati, Khand Pati. Like, I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, though, that is where we are headed. Some things along the way, though, man. We got some new enemies, right? Or rather, maybe one.
Yeah. A couple of them. Like, we've got the Griffin again, which we've been seeing since Fossil Rue. We've got Zagnol back again. Those are going to be your two most common ones. There's a couple of new ones. There's a Goblin Mage that you can find around here. Those guys are pretty easy. You can eat them for Goblin Punch with Kina, which is actually not really sure what that attack does, but
I don't think I've ever used it.
Right, so you can get that. Cactar is another really rare enemy around here. Apparently it's only a 12.5% encounter rate.
Wow, okay.
And this guy, I've encountered them a couple of times, and they are really tough. So the reason why you'd want to encounter them is because Kina can eat them for 1,000 needles.
Yes.
Which, at this point, is a really, really nice ability, but I will say if you're going to go into that battle, have Clear-Headed equipped, because they like to use Confuse a lot.
They do, and yeah, just kind of be prepared. I mean, like Alex just said, they are not easy, and if you do encounter them, you know, you do want to try to eat them, absolutely. 1,000 needles, if you know what 1,000 needles is, I mean, it's been around forever in the series, and it's as it says. It does 1,000 damage, which, sure, further on, maybe it doesn't... Well, actually, does it scale at all? Do you know if you use it, like, level 99?
No, it doesn't scale, but again, like, probably like what you were going to say, it's just really useful if you're dealing with high defense enemies or anything like that, because it just does 1,000 damage, regardless of defense or anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, right now, even, that's huge, you know? Kina is kind of being a butthead on mine. She has this thing where she's in a big slump right now with her damage dealing. She has Silver Fork. Okay, let's be real. That is the third best fork. It's got like 53 attack power, I think. Dude, she keeps hitting for like 80s. I'm not kidding. I am done attacking with you. You are just such a letdown, you know? Like,
I gotta ask, is she in the back row or the front row?
She's in the front row, man. Like,
man, that's bad, dude.
I'm just getting terrible luck, I guess. But, you know, instead, if I can use 1,000 needles and do 1,000 damage, that's you know, a lot better. Here's the thing with 1,000 needles, though. Be prepared for someone is going to die, at least one person. Because the huge thing is, if you do not get a chance to eat it and someone maybe accidentally kills it, it does counter with 1,000 needles before it dies. So it's taking at least someone out with it as it goes down.
They are really, they're really tough enemies. I just got to add, I mean, it's like what you're saying. Yeah. They'll do that. They kind of have two forms. So diving into this a little bit too far, but basically they'll be in this sort of like buried form where they're these little like green balls almost pretty much just laying on the ground. And in that form, they'll just sit there and use Confuse on you guys. And then they'll emerge, and that's when they're going to start using 1,000 needles and things like that. So really dangerous enemies.
They actually can, they'll use 1,000 needles even underneath the ground actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I played through, okay. And my first battle was a Cactar. I knew it was coming because we already wrote down some of our notes. I'm like, all right, I got to eat it. And, I mean, I wasn't able to. But, yeah, he was just underground the whole time. Fire works well. Fire does about 1,300 to it. I think the Cactars have around, like, 1,900 to 2,000. So yeah. They got quite a bit. And just kind of a, you know, last little dagger here for it is they do give a ton of experience. It's like 2K a pop. So you kind of want it. You know it's going to be a tough battle. You know that, you know, people are going to die. But, I mean, the great thing for me was Zidane got taken out. Vivi got taken out. So here's Dagger getting like 1,000 experience. Dude, she leveled up like 4 times. I was like, hey, I'll take it, man. She needs it. Enemies aside, though, there is another Marsh, right?
Yeah, so we got our second Q's Marsh here. Pretty easy to see. Like, you can't really miss them. They all look exactly the same. And if anything, this one's even easier to see because it's on the way to Condi Pate. At this point, depending on how many frogs you caught back on the Mist Continent, should be getting pretty close to 23, in which case you can get the Silver Fork. I don't know. Where'd you get to in your game?
Like I said last episode, I did not catch frogs a second time before heading to the Outer Continent. I did do it here, though. I think I'm at, like, 16, so I'm a little bit behind. I already have the Silver Fork, so that's why I was like, I'm going to go ahead and skip that time. But if you have been catching them, maybe even way back, you know, when you first could go to the marsh, maybe you caught some and let them, you know, respawn and stuff, and caught some more, you might be getting close to 33 frogs at the end of this time, this marsh, and catching them. If so, it's actually pretty cool because you can get the Bistro Fork, which, I mean, that's the second best fork in the game, you know, and if you got it right now, that's pretty crazy. You know, of course, I would still be hitting for 80s, so it doesn't matter for me. But cool things about the forks, I kind of looked these up that I didn't really pay attention. If you are a fan of the add status ability, Silver Fork, actually, it has Slow on it, and Bistro Fork has Stop. So, kind of some interesting ones. I mean, we all know that add status, it's not a very great chance when you hit, but, you know, just the same, assuming you did hit something with Bistro Fork and apply Stop, that's kind of cool, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, that's really good. And actually, the Silver Fork, that might come into play with some boss battles.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are susceptible to slow, so that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, so catch some frogs. There's no hut or anything there, so I mean, it's literally you'd only be entering there to catch frogs. That would be kind of the only real purpose.
One other thing I wanted to add that I just kind of remembered with this is that you'll notice that they have a totally different layout as well.
Yeah.
The little pond area, so this one's pretty challenging. They're all a lot more difficult than the Mist Continent. The Mist Continent is just super easy to catch frogs. It's just two little pools. But this one has like all these little inlets and
yeah, it does.
Technical paths that you have to go down to get them. So it's a lot harder to catch frogs as well.
Yep, that is true. I noticed that when I went. I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Really, the kind of only other thing that you can do just in the open world here is that Chocograph number 5, the abandoned beach that we've been talking about. If you did grab that, it's right here. There's some Choco tracks like right next to the marsh. I mean, kind of the same thing. It's if you just look around without moving, you'll easily be able to see them. And this one's kind of cool. I mean, you got 9 Phoenix Pinions. If you remember, we talked about it last episode. Phoenix Pinions, they function the same way as Phoenix Downs if used, but don't use them, keep them. Because someone very soon will be able to equip them. And again, just the more you have in your inventory, the better. You also do get 5 Phoenix Downs, though. You get 12 Peridots, which, again, we talked about last episode. You're going to be getting a lot of this stuff. Now, this is for, Rama, or Morid, I mean. And, you know, having more of these is going to boost his damage. So that's really cool. And then we got one more item, right?
Yeah, the real prize of this one, Diamond Gloves.
Yeah, that's
super,
awesome.
Really, really good item. So it nullifies water damage, Jelly and ability up, too, which is really good.
Yeah. Well, that's the, you know, some
Freya and Steiner and all of them.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's what I was going to say. You know, some of these characters still really haven't had the opportunity to learn some of these abilities, like ability up or level up.
That is pretty nice.
And they're just kind of the best at this point. So, really, I mean, I would recommend fighting some battles, you know. We kind of talked about it last episode for Fossil Rue. I only got into one battle there. Luckily, it seems that the Outer Continent area right here, the battles are a much higher percentage. I definitely got into about 4 or 5. And, I mean, even things like the Zagnol, man, I mean, really easy. And it was giving pretty good experience, too. I mean, like 400. So, you know, I mean, I would recommend doing this just so that way you can maybe level up a little bit.
Yeah, and they offer 2 AP apiece, I think. So you can also get your abilities all leveled up, because I'm sure, I mean, at least in my game, you know, Dagger is just so far behind. So I'm working on all these different accessories with her and stuff. And you definitely want to get her to learn Rama right off the bat so she can actually attack and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so at this point, I would say head on over to Kondpete, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But before we actually dive into that, we are going to do our bold move. So, bold move for episode 21. All right, here we go. I got a pretty good one, I think. Mine is going to be in Final Fantasy VIII, and it's going to be Cypher, which, you know, we haven't really talked about that much. But regardless, it was a very bold move of Cypher within the seed test to go ahead and say, screw my orders, I'm gonna follow these soldiers and Dalit instead.
Yeah. So,
that was a pretty bold move.
It was.
Bolder move for Chicken Wuss and Squall to go ahead and just follow him. I mean, they know what the orders were, and it's like, okay, I get it, he was the leader and all that, but it's like, you know, it's just crazy. And, you know, you think it's a little bit more of a bold move once you learn that this is like, what is like fifth test or something, Cyphers. And it's like, dude, just play along for once and just pass it, brother.
I know, but just think about how boring the game would have been if he did that. You know, you'd just be waiting there at the square. No battles, no boss battles, no nothing.
Well, I don't know, man. He would have probably came with the party, and you maybe could have used him, and you'd just be hearing Chicken Wuss all the time, and a guy that just hit puberty, you know, so. But what you got?
Oh, man. So for this week, I got actually what we kind of recently talked about. In Final Fantasy IX, it was a bold move for Steiner to leave Dagger in the hands of Zidane and Vivi and just
scoundrel.
Go back and, you know, fight with... Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this is all part of the transformation that we've been talking about with Steiner. He finally trusts Zidane, and also he just couldn't let Beatrix and Frey have all the fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, that is a pretty good point, man, because up to that, it was like, Steiner, what is your sworn duty? You know, and it's like, I got to be with the princess at all times. And
right, he was stuck with the princess and all that.
But, you know, it's funny because, trust Zidane. Well, and it's always Master Vivi, right? He always puts a little more faith in Master Vivi to take care of things, even though he's a 9-year-old little kid.
I know. But he's so powerful.
We know he is, so that is true. But those are our bold moves for this episode, and oh man, here we go. Let's get to this town. Okay, so here we are. We're at Kondpete, round one. We will be getting back here. You kind of go, you do some things, you leave, you come back, and then it's even more glorious content. Again, disclaimer, I'm about to be butchering some accents here. I think, what we know is they're dwarves, right? You kind of find that out real quick. The traditional kind of just dwarf, right, with their Scottish accents and all these things. So I'm not very good at it, but... how can you not read this stuff and not have an accent to it? You have to. It's so much fun, especially if you try to read it how it is. So you get there and some really funny conversation before you even head in, right? It's like, I don't know. They all do their own little thing. Zidane is talking to Kina. He's like, all you think about is food. And then boom, Dagger with the Zener. She says, all you think about is girls. And then she walks away.
It's one of the funniest parts after this too, because I love how, so Zidane's facing the other way and he's just like, that's right. My mind is filled with thoughts of you.
Yeah, and he's looking at Vivi.
And turns around, Dagger's already walked it, and then he's looking at Vivi and they just do this like dot, dot, dot thing. It's just so funny.
And then Vivi walks away. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, it's awkward. It's really awkward.
Mean you, Vivi, but
it's just like, maybe I'm trying too hard. So Zidane, keep on trying, dude.
Keep trying. But he was like, heck yeah, all I think about is girls. He was all for it. But yeah. Regardless, you head in and you are greeted by three dwarves, as you kind of find out. And they're going, Rally who? Rally who? Rally who? You can't enter if you don't say Rally who.
I wasn't even prepared for that. Nice. Yeah. Rally who's our secret greeting?
See, now Alex, he actually has some heritage in, that whole area. Not Condpetti, obviously. But so he's going to get it a lot more better than I am. But dude, it's great. We could talk about everything and every single phrase. So we're going to try to kind of keep the ball moving as much as we can here.
Yeah.
But you kind of... So Alex has been playing Final Fantasy IV. Now, we're not going to be talking about it all because I haven't, and I really want to. And so he's trying not to spoil it. But you actually found out a kind of interesting reference here.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is, and I'd heard about this before from other people who played through 9, but so this is kind of like a lot of things in Final Fantasy IX is a little bit of a throwback to Final Fantasy IV, and this is one of them. So in Final Fantasy IV, I'm not going to spoil too much, but basically you find these dwarves as well, and they do the same kind of thing, except instead of rally-ho, it's lally-ho.
Which is hilarious. So, I'm so glad they did that.
Yeah, so I guess this is kind of like, them giving homage back to the old days of Final Fantasy and with the old dwarf village and the greeting that you have to say and all that kind of stuff.
You have to. Yeah, you can't... Right. You don't say it, you can't enter. So kind of, I guess, some ground rules here for this area right now, right, is that there are ATEs. And if you're trying to get that movie critic achievement, we've been walking you through all the kind of processes and correct ways of watching them. There are some here, and some of them are kind of missable. We have some even harder ones to get coming up here pretty soon. But just kind of keep in mind, talking to Vivi. So if you walk around, you're just exploring, you talk to Vivi. That progresses the story. Right. As soon as you do that, you will not be able to watch these ATEs. So I would recommend not doing that. Talk to him at the very end.
He's up at the top right by the... So if you walk around, you get a feel for the place. He's over by the ceremony place with like the boat in the air. He'll be talking to a dwarf. Just basically do your exploring and everything before talking to him.
Yeah, and I mean, and it's not like this is a large area with a lot to do right now. So, you'll get through it pretty quick and you'll be talking to him very soon. But kind of just keep that in mind. If you're wanting to just talk to people, leave Evie alone. You can walk all around him, just don't talk to him. When I did, because I'm just trying to make sure I don't miss anything, because I've never done that, right? I've never made a playthrough and watched all of them. So just kind of a quick little series of how to view them. I would recommend just doing it. Just get them, get them out of the way and then go ahead and explore and talk to everyone. Or even just take it kind of like little area by area, right? At the very beginning, I mean, as soon as, Zidane's like putting up a fight, he's like, I don't want to say it. And then he finally says rally ho. Then ATEs open up. The first one you should watch is Vivi and the couple.
Yep. And this kind of takes him to this little... So, it's kind of the same. You'll get used to this quite a bit where you walk into a new place, everybody splits up.
Yep.
Goes their own direction. So Vivi went off to the left, and the Vivi and the couple thing is they're this dwarf couple having an argument. Vivi's caught in the middle. Yep. But basically the takeaway that was so weird for him is that they weren't scared of him. And they weren't even shocked by seeing him walking around or anything like that. So it was just kind of strange, and he was taken back by that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great point, because up to this point, they've either been afraid of them or just very interested in what that is. And this couple's just arguing. I can't remember specific phrases, unfortunately, of the couple, but it's hysterical. And it's just like, oh, saw you wee lad, didn't see you there, and all this stuff. And he's like, you're not afraid of me, and stuff. And so it's kind of interesting. Now, to get to the next one, you kind of want to actually head to where you just saw Vivi. So... kind of, it's that entrance to the left. Go to the left. It's kind of that hallway. And then you can get Kina Accused right there. I think that's actually the only one now. At the beginning, it was Vivi and the Kina one. Just, do the Vivi one. Now it's only a Kina Accused. And that one's pretty interesting, too.
Right, yeah. And I just want to note, too, so the reason why you have to do these in such a specific order is because... If you go left without watching Vivi and the couple, that's where that scene would have taken place, and that's the reason why you wouldn't be able to see it after that point.
Yes.
Because you've already been there and stuff. So, yeah, it's a very specific order, but the Kina accused one is just really funny. You know, she's over there, she's like, oh, do you have any good food here? And it's like, Condi Pate is home of some great fruit and nuts or something.
Yeah, fruit and nuts, yep.
And, you know, it was like, oh, I'll give you this pumpkin bomb for 1,000 gil. It's like, why do you have to pay for food? If you didn't pay for something, then you're stealing.
Yeah, it's like, and then starts accusing Kina as a thief. And it's like, she didn't do anything. But yeah, so she runs away because she's like, ah, crap, you know, like they think I'm stealing.
It's not used to any of this. It's like, why, you know, she doesn't get why you have to pay for food or anything like that.
No, exactly. And so you're in that hallway. You just viewed it. Go ahead and head left again. That's where the inn is. You'll get another ATE, right? And it's Kina again. It's Kina can't communicate. And this one, yeah. What, she kind of walks to... She was originally in kind of like the item shop area, as you'll soon find out. And then she kind of goes to like the equipment area. And once again, just thievery all around.
Yeah. It's really funny because she kind of has this spontaneous utterance of... there's like a group of dwarves sitting there talking about, oh, you know, how are we going to catch the thief? We got to catch these thieves. And then she walks up and it's like, what are you guys talking about? And they're just like, oh, we're trying to figure out how to get the thief. She's like, I know thief.
Sorry, yeah, like, I know thief.
I'm not a thief. And it's just like, didn't say you were a thief, or are you? So,
yep. Yeah. But it's the whole trying to deflect blame, you know, and then you right. seem suspicious because of it. So obviously check out the inn if you want. You can talk to everyone. It's kind of funny. There's some funny dialogue. There's two fountains. And if you go to them each time, the dwarves kind of sit in the middle like they're enjoying a cup of tea, you know, and they're doing that. And it's pretty funny because if you go, I think it's separate ones. On the right one, if you go to it, they're like, I heard in another continent that the spring heal, you know, and they're just kind of talking about that. It's like, this one doesn't heal, so don't be expected to be healed by this water, okay? But it's just kind of, they know that, you know, you've encountered a couple springs now that do heal you, and you know, oh, a spring. And it's like, nah, it's not a spring.
Right, but, well, oh, with that, I think they actually are referencing something, because, you know, Zidane also does this, like, he has a text box where it's like dot, 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 and he's thinking about it. So they're talking about either that spot by Southgate where you can drink the water there and it'll heal you, or maybe even that spring in Evil Forest. But it does actually exist. And same thing with the other one. If you go in there, you'll overhear them talking about, I heard there's a fountain in the south where if you throw money in it, it'll make you happy forever. And I think they're talking about the fountain in Trino.
Yeah,
because every time you throw in money, a text bot comes up and says, you feel a little bit happier or you something.
Feel happier,
like that,
It sure does. Yeah, so just obviously all around, as you said, hysterical dialogue. Please talk to everyone. You're going to be having a great time. But
yeah,
regardless,
really
here we are in the inn, right? You got a couple more to watch, one kind of only that's just situational. So from the inn, pretty much just head all the way east, pretty much essentially where Kina was in the item shop. Head into there. You'll get another one. It's Dagger and William, is it? And they're trying to marry off someone to Dagger, aren't they?
Yeah, something like that, where it's like, you know, they're sitting around having a conversation. It's like, no lass wants to marry your William for a man.
Your William. Yeah, they look at Dagger. Now that's a bonny lass.
Yeah, that's a bonny lass. And it's just like, yeah, she's a wee bit small for the sanctuary, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's just hilarious, her old talk. And then she's just like, I'm not marrying anybody. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, dude, it's great. Yeah, and then there's only one left. You can go to the right of the item shop, talk to Vivi. It's essentially the last one, no matter what you do. It happens when you talk to Vivi, is essentially what it is. So that one's only kind of the one that I don't think you can miss, or it's just very, you know, I mean, it's the last one. You talk to Vivi, it's good to go. Other things to do here. There's a few others. You do have, in that item shop, you have Mogmat the Moogle. And you do get a new letter. It's Mogmat to Sazuna. There's also some money stashes around. So if you were in the inn and you checked, I think it's one of the left beds. It's something like 2,000. Also something we didn't talk about. There's also another stash kind of at the entrance. Another couple of thousand. So, I mean, I would recommend grabbing those. I don't know about how, you know, you're all looking. But for me, I'm actually starting to get pretty poor because I haven't been fighting very many battles, you know.
And so
definitely pick up some money.
Yep, there's a couple here. I think there's one for 2,100 gil, and there's another one for 1,800. That's probably the one by the beds.
It is.
There's a couple of Phoenix Pinions to be found around here, too. I think one is in the area, actually by Mogmat.
It is,
in the item shop. It's kind of by those stairs. If you go to the wall there in that corner, you'll find it there. But just something I wanted to note that I think is really funny with this is there's a couple of locations, especially at the very, very first part of Condé Pété, where there's like an exclamation mark on the ground and you're thinking it's a treasure. So you click X and then Zidane goes, you know, kneels down to get it. And a couple of the doors will have something really funny to say and they literally won't let you get whatever it is that's there. Like, so one of them, she'll think, she'll be like, I see you over there checking me out, you lek. I'm not sure, lech or lek or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So she thinks you're, you know, he's checking her out.
Like, hey.
So you can't get the item. And then the other one, he says something like, so you'd stoop that low for a bit of money? I feel a wee bit sorry for ya.
A little bit of money, that's man. Really that's 2,000 on the ground. That's not chump change.
Right? Why are they just leaving money around and making fun of people trying to get it? That's mean. But it's just a really funny thing. You can never get those items. It's just kind of there and you get this dialogue.
Yeah.
It's meant to
be a joke and have fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as the whole area is, man, can you imagine how much fun they had putting this together? Not only that, but, you know,
great.
I wonder what their original Japanese, you know, language was like here and what they were actually saying, you know, and if it did kind of have that whole Scottish kind of, you know, because obviously if you just read the words, oh my gosh, you think like a 2-year-old wrote it. It's terrible. You know, it is way misspelled words and all that stuff. But, you know, it would just be kind of interesting to see that. Regardless, there is some more to do. But before we finish off this, the area right now, let's get to seed trivia. All right, man. Seed trivia. This is Alex's rank 17 quiz. He's getting up there. Starting off, man.
Do it.
Final Fantasy 12. Something I've never done and I'm trying to get into here. So this is where this question came from. There are 6 total fishing areas.
Oh, man. I honestly, I'm trying to even think back to the fishing minigame. I haven't done that in such a long time. I'll say true on that.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, man. I've literally never done it, so I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Well, I will be now until I actually do it. Next question is Final Fantasy VII. Silkus Greens cost 5,000 gil.
True.
Final Fantasy X. Lulu's Overdrive caps at 10 rotations, or you know what I mean. Like, if you rotate the stick or whatever you do, it caps at 10.
False.
In Final Fantasy 13, while playing through the story, the Zaz and Vanille combo is the most OP. Overpowered.
In terms of damage output or...
In everything. Every category.
False.
Final Fantasy 8. Zell's Meteor Strike, so that's like one of his little, like, you know, limit break things, right? Zell's Meteor Strike deals damage based on a percentage.
Ooh, I don't think so. False.
Final Fantasy X-2. All the I'm just giving up. Gipple, Nuge, and Varalai are and were so famous that we never even heard of them.
True.
Final Fantasy 9, our last question here. There are a total of 75 cards.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. False.
All right, man, we're recapping here. So Final Fantasy 12, there are, you said true for the 6 total fishing areas. There are 5 fishing areas.
Okay. Oh,
sucker!
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't even remember that. Dang.
Well, I know. We've talked about it, and you've always said how much you haven't really done it. So I was like, yeah, I think I'll get them on this one. All right, our second question. The Silka screens do cost 5,000 gil. You said true, so you got that correct. Final Fantasy X, this was an interesting one. You said false, because I said that it caps at 10. Dude, it is 16.
I didn't even know.
Guys,
never looked
I'll tell
into, like,
you,
how many times it
I'll tell you
or,
what. Yeah. Alex and I have done this many times together. And when we sit there, and now granted, we're using, you know, this is old school PlayStation 2 analog controller. Dude, we would be whipping that stick around like crazy, like, and it'd be like 7 or 8. 8 was like a big one. Dude, how do you get 16? How do you...
I don't know. You'd have to be using like a low level spell to like fire or something, you know, because I think the higher level, it takes more rotations of the analog stick to actually get that to be like 1.
Yeah. No, dude, crazy. I saw that. I looked that up and I was like, wow, 16. That's crazy. Final Fantasy 13, the Zazvanil combo during the story is the most OP? Please.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, Vanille's good if you put her with, like, Lightning or Fang. She's really good as a sab, but, man, no.
That combo, Alex and I talk about this all the time. It is just, some of it is painfully slow and tough because they suck together as the only two characters.
Oh, it's tough, dude. It is really tough.
Yeah. All right, our next question was the Final Fantasy VIII one about Zell's meteor strike. I looked it up, man. You said false. It's actually true. It's like a gravity spell. It apparently does just 25% of their health.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty interesting. Final Fantasy X-2, Gipple, Nuge, and Baralai were so famous. Never heard of them? You said... True, and it is true. They're so... You get to 10-2, right? And you got these three leaders, and they're apparently some giant warriors and crazy people and all that. And it's like, dude, we just played this 10 years ago in the story. We've never heard of you guys. Like, like we are the popular one. We never even heard of you.
Oh, well, we were out there, you know, eating sin and stuff like that. They were, you know, messing around in the Mushroom Rock Road doing the Crimson Squad thing or whatever. So, good for them.
Final Fantasy 9, there are a total of 75 cards. You said false, and that is correct, because there are 100 cards.
Okay, yeah, I thought
right
so.
On the nose. Yeah, dude, that's crazy that there's that many cards. It'd be interesting. I don't know how many are in 8, but definitely not 100, I wouldn't think.
No,
actually, there's tons, isn't there?
I think there's 8, and then there's like 10. There's 80? Maybe?
Yeah. But, well, I
we'll get to that.
Did a little foot in the mouth because, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, you have all the different tiers, and man, there's tons of them. So.
Exactly.
Anyways, man, you only missed 2, and you're allowed to miss 3. So you passed rank 17.
Yeah.
We're getting up.
Man, it's getting tougher.
I'm trying to get a little harder here. I think I did it there, but.
It's good, man.
Right on, man. So Alex got his rank 17. And we are going to continue on to see what else is in Conte Pate. So the first thing that you can do is there's that item shop. Kind of as we've been saying, just, you know, it's kind of just stock up as you go. Whatever you need. There's still nothing new. So, you know, it's just kind of buy whatever you need. But the equipment shop, we actually finally have quite a bit of new stuff, right?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of new items and things like that. So you've got the ritual hat, offers a nice little defense boost.
Yeah.
Also teaches counter, so that can be pretty nice for Zidane at this point. You've got the magic armlet, which is pretty good. I think everybody can equip it, right? Or is it only magic users?
I think it's only magic users, yeah. Zidane can't put it on. That's what's actually kind of nice because, you know, up to this point, I've been kind of more like physical attackers-ish. You know, I mean, obviously there's things that work for all of them, but this one's like finally like a good, like this is a magic user's wrist. Pretty darn good.
Right. You can also buy the Oak Staff if you missed it earlier. So remember, Oak Staff was a steal from that,
Ravalomungo, Mago, whatever.
Ravalomungo, yep. That was the one where you're escaping Alexandria Castle on the way to Pinnacle Rocks. So you can finally buy Oak Staff. And Adamant Vest, which is, again, I think you were able to pick one up in Fossil Rue, but other than that, now you can buy them. Good defense boost, etc.
Yeah, well, and actually, so Survival Vest is what you were able to get in Fossil Rue. And if you did get that, that is better than the Adamant Vest, but just in case you don't have it, it's different abilities. I don't remember what they are, but they're different abilities. Neither. You need them all. They work all for Zidane. So you got those options. You also got some other things. The Magician Cloak, it's new, but I mean, it's not very good. So if you have Silk Robes and Magician Robes, you should have, you know, Dagger, Vivi, and Kena covered. Like, those are much better than the Magician Cloak. If not, well, then go for it. You can also buy Lamia's Tiara. You know, you got one in Falsaru, but now you can buy another one. I would recommend doing so because Kena can also put it on. So now you can have them both, and they're pretty good. And then the last little thing here that's new, that it's kind of like you look at it, especially if you've never played this before, you're like, okay, what the heck is this for? Is Poison Knuckles. We're not going to get into that at all, but it's a weapon, you know, and it's like, well, no one can use this. So maybe it's just kind of a hint at what's to come here and pretty soon. And so just kind of some pretty interesting items, everything new. Once again, you know, purchase it, play, you know, the jigsaw puzzle with your characters, because it's just more stuff to try to learn again now. And so that's fantastic.
And the Poison Knuckles, too, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't buy them, because they're like 5,000 gil or something ridiculous, so really expensive. I think another thing you can get here, too, in case you haven't gotten the Silver Fork, you can buy a Mithril Fork here.
Yes.
Which is also pretty expensive, but again, depends on how you're using Kena. If it's physical attacks, that's a good thing to have.
And I mean, that's the thing, with the forks, it's like, don't get too excited about the attack power. It's just so random. I mean, you will get excited when she does bust out like a 1300 hit, and you're like, whoa, but you know, that just doesn't really happen. Some other items you can get, or rather one other one I think that we haven't talked about yet, is there is a diamond. So in that kind of sanctuary area with the boat, it's where Vivi is. If you do go on the boat, you have to enter it from the left side. There is a diamond in there. And then at this point, kind of don't really have anything else. Talk to everyone you want, you know, get all the funny dialogue. But if you do go ahead and talk to Vivi, it will progress the story. Some different things happen. You can get that ATE unlocked. But regardless, what happens is you're in the item shop area and there's a black mage that comes in. And it's like, what the heck, you know? And so they chase him out and all that stuff. And basically the dwarves say that the pinty hits, you got to go see them, you know?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of references in here to that and stuff, but yeah, this is where you finally find out that, and at first when they hear that too, they're like, oh man, you know, did Brown find us? Is there an attack about to happen? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you hear about, you see him, and then you find out that they've been visiting Condi Pate for quite some time and all that stuff. So yeah, they got to follow him and figure out what the heck's going on here.
Yeah, I guess to expand on that we did not explain was, they come here to trade with the dwarves and stuff, and there's a whole village of them. And so that's kind of the interesting thing. I will say, man, you know, we gotta settle this, all right? What's your favorite boiled ale, seasoned ogre, or fried root beans?
Boiled ale? Can't hardly do it.
If you talk to Brian Rootrunner, what's your favorite? He asks you. You gotta decide. So we're gonna do a social media post. Be looking out for that. We gotta sell this once and for all. I know that everyone's favorite is the boiled owl, but me, I kind of prefer, you know, the more savory seasoned oglop time to time. But gives you an idea what their diet is.
Other than that, love the seasoned oglop.
I know, right? Just watch out for Sid. Don't let him in your ear. If you've done all of that at this point, there's nothing else you can do here. Go ahead, head on out. You find out that, you know, the Black Maid Village, you probably saw it, to be honest. It's kind of hard to not see it on your way up to Conde Pete. It's kind of nestled back in that forest. You have to go through it. You do have the Chocobo. I would recommend not doing that, though, because the forest actually has two friendly encounters here, right?
You can actually encounter one of the other friendly monsters here, quote unquote. So now you can encounter Ladybug.
Yep.
And this one again is just ore. But what you'll see with a lot of these is that the AP prices increase. So this one actually gives you 20 AP, which is really awesome. It's just Especially, and think, if you have ability up too, which you should have on Dagger and
Yes.
maybe even Keen at this point, that's 40 AP. So that is awesome. And you can also encounter the ragtime mouse for some more of those pop quizzes.
Yep. In which the questions for those, I think it's just random, right? It doesn't go any particular order.
I think it is random. It's randomly selected from
It's a whole
pool of like
list, yeah.
16, 16 questions or something like that. But basically, we talked about this very briefly back in the side quest thing, but with this, you want to just try and get obviously all of them correct, but there's a really great prize at the end if you do. You get a lot of money and you get a really nice accessory if you get them all right. So
Yeah. And because of the nature of the randomness and how many questions there are, we obviously cannot go through all of them. And so I would just Google Final Fantasy IX pop quiz and boom, the list will be there. And because I mean, some of them, it's like, my question that I got, because I didn't encounter them and answered it, my question was about like when the Prima Vista was built. I don't know, man. You know,
oh,
actually,
yeah.
and I found out that you can figure out when that is all the way back at the absolute very first time you encounter Zidane in that dark room. Apparently, there's a plaque there that tells about it. It's like, yeah, I remember that, and I did that. No, like, it's just so obscure. It's so crazy.
Really is. Seriously.
But regardless, I'd recommend, yep, just walking through, try to get both of those encounters if you can. I realize that, it is hit or miss. Some kind of interesting battles, though, in the Dead Force. All right, we got different enemies now.
So a couple of these new ones, I thought I'd note these because they're kind of interesting. So there's like a mushroom type enemy that you can encounter either singly or in pairs of two, the Myconid. And one thing I didn't know about this, because I almost always have Mighty Guard with Keen at this point, you can
Yeah.
actually eat these for Mighty Guard. So kind of interesting that with the blue magic, luckily if you miss some of the earlier opportunities to get them, there seems to be enemies like on all or almost all the continents where you can still get these abilities. But
Yeah.
regardless of that, Myconid just has a couple of annoying attacks, uses Blizzara, uses a nasty attack called Spore that puts darkness on the entire party.
Yeah, that one sucks, man.
Yeah, seriously, I know that one. And then what's the other one you see here?
Yeah, well, and kind of just hitting on what you just said about the blue magics, it's true, man, because I mean, this one is Zemzalet, right? And you can eat it from White Wind. So this is like the third, at least third enemy that you can have been
Yeah.
able to encounter and eat that gives you White Wind. So just another opportunity. Man, please get White Wind. I've been
Such a
using
good
the heck
ability.
out of it, man. It is a
Yeah.
fantastic heal for your party, because especially something like Blizzara. Or, I think the Zagnol, he can use Thundara on one person or on the entire party. And things
Yeah.
like that, they usually don't do a whole lot, but it's just everyone's taking a couple hundred. Well, use White Wind and heal everyone for a couple hundred, and so it's fantastic.
Exactly. Not only that, I mean, it makes Kena so much more useful. You know, if you get
Seriously.
White Wind, you have Auto Life and things like that. Kena's actually like a really good support character at this
Yeah.
point. And White Wind only costs like 14 MP, so it's really good.
Yeah, well, and especially you have these items now that have that MP plus 10%. So, you can even boost her MP some more. And actually, just to kind of drive that nail home there is, Dagger, we talked about it last episode. If you've been able to equip the Multina Racket or you've just been using it, you put her on the back row. You need to, because, I mean, it's a ranged weapon, it does full damage. Dude, she's cranking out like 250, which, okay, cool. You're like, oh, 250, not a big deal. Well, I mean, it's better than Kena's like totally volatile damage and. Kena can be the healer. Just have her be the support character. Potions, White Wind, and stuff. Meanwhile, Dagger can dish out that consistent couple hundred damage. And so it's kind of funny the variability here within these characters. It's just pretty cool. But
Yeah.
regardless, Zemzalet also has Arrow. I am not familiar with Rainbow Wind, man. What's that?
Rainbow Wind, I just put these down because they're really interesting attacks. I think it's a wind attack, but it's kind of like arrow, but it's just like multicolored wind. And then the other attack that Zemzalet uses quite a bit is this psychokinesis move. Which is kind of funny because it literally like lifts your character up and then just slams him back down, and it does like 200 damage or something. But
Yeah.
just such a weird enemy, you know? You're sitting there
Yeah, they
fighting
are.
this giant owl.
Yeah, well, it's literally an owl. And so,
Yeah.
regardless, if you made it through there, the Black Mage Village is in the very back. Please create a separate save file called the Moogle Inn. Create a separate save file before you enter in, because the ATEs in Black Mage Village, there's quite a few of them, and they can be incredibly tricky to trigger. Yep. So
even using a guide, I messed this up and had to go all the way back to Condi Pate. So definitely, you know, we usually don't hammer down on the have an extra save file, but this is, if you're trying to get that trophy, trust me, there's a really difficult, it's really easy to mess this up, I should say. So
it is. Yeah, I'd say even more so than even Trino was, you know, for Crime and Punishment. And so just create that save. It's just to save yourself some time and heartache, right? So do that. Go ahead and head in, though, because you got to do a little bit. It's not just, oh, you're popping, oh, I'm in the town. No, this is kind of actually, it's pretty hidden, right? You did get a little tidbit of info from the dwarves on this, where it's like, they're so far in the forest, there aren't any owls, you know? And of course, that's a big thing, because you got to boil them to eat them. Who knows what those black mages are even eating at this point? But pretty much, it's a very easy thing. They tell you it's where there's no owls. So you have two paths. You basically just want to keep taking the one that doesn't have owls on it. And it's not a random thing. It's basically just take the right path, take the right path, take the left path, take the right. You know, I mean, it's right, right, left, right. If you think that, it's easy. But I mean, it's just literally look which one does not have owls hovering over it.
It's just really trippy. I think what will get most people here is the fact that so no matter what path you take, it takes you to the exact same screen.
Yes.
And so it'll be like, what is going on here? Like, am I doing something wrong? The only thing that'll change if you're doing it right is one owl will fly away every single time you go in the right place. So basically, there'll be a side where there's a bunch of owls, and then there'll be a path. There aren't any owls. You just keep going down the one with no owls. They'll continuously fly away. It's just kind of a weird part in the game, to be honest.
It is. No, because, you're right. I mean, you do go in, but it looks like you didn't really move at all. And so
it's the same location.
Yeah, it's kind of very mystic feeling. But like you said, you know you're doing it correct when the owls start to disappear. And just keep taking the path without them. And then you'll be at the Black Mage Village. But we are going to have to save that for our next episode, because man, we got so much more to talk about there as well. Well, that brings us to the end. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, Final Stop for FinalFantasyTalks.com, as well as Instagram, same handle. Those are our locations where we just have additional info throughout the week. The social media, you know, we post pictures and stuff. I'll be, like I said, posting that picture with your choice of fantastic gourmet options. And just hang out, talk. You know, we've been getting a lot of more interaction. It's been fantastic. We're truly enjoying it because, you know, it's just a bunch of other people that love Final Fantasy as much as we do, pretty much.
So it's been really nice to see all the new comments and everything like that. We appreciate y'all jumping in and giving us your thoughts and opinions on this stuff, because, you know, that's what this is all about. We really love Final Fantasy, and we love to hear everybody else loves about it, too. Yeah. So,
absolutely. All right, well, I'm Mark.
I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.